Last week saw the beginning of Lent. Ash Wednesday marked the start of the 40-day liturgical season of fasting and prayer before Easter. And in his message for this very special time of the year, Pope Benedict said that fasting from food and detaching oneself from material goods during Lent helps believers open their hearts to God and open their hands to the poor. He said that the Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are meant to help Christians focus on God and prepare for the Easter celebration of Jesus' victory over sin and death. And focusing his message specifically on the practice of fasting, the Pope said it is a way for believers to submit themselves humbly to God, trusting in his goodness and mercy. By fasting in solidarity with the poor, he continued, freely embracing an act of self-denial for the sake of another, we make a statement that our brother or sister in need is not a stranger. Abbot Timothy Wright picks up on the Pope's Lenten proposal, giving it a twist of his own.
I'd like to talk about Lent, about the requirement that we fast, that we discipline ourselves. My first thought is, as one myself, those of us who live well-fed, well-housed, well-looked after. Let's call it the Lent of the overfed. I'm not meaning necessarily those who are obese or gluttonous, but those who can get more than enough calories each day. And the first thought that strikes me, of course, is that Lent is a moment to recognise that we belong to a minority. We, the overfed, are not the majority of the world's population today. Many, many people are starving. Many more people get less than they need. And many more people are eating the wrong things for their health. So how should I, belonging to the overfed, approach Lent? My first thought is that, yes, I need to cut down on the amount of food and drink. And that little ascetic exercise, I'm sure, will remind me that suffering, pain, is self-denial, is part of our life. Christ suffered for us and died. But I'd like to introduce another level, and that is that as we cut down a little on our food and drink, at the same time, we consciously make ourselves more aware of the numbers and the situations of people who do not have enough to eat. The people in our own towns and cities in the developed world who are unemployed, who either eat the wrong food or don't have enough money or don't put enough money aside for a healthy diet. And then move to the bigger picture of the millions of people in our world who simply don't have enough to eat, who don't have enough to ensure they have the energy to till the fields, to collect the water, to repair the house, to do the 101 practical things that make an ordinary, simple life possible and manageable. And just to be aware that each one of those is as loved by God as I am. And to be aware that God has given me so much that I can do without, but their Lent is not to give up more, but to pray that somehow, somewhere, their smile, their joy, in all these difficulties, will provoke generosity, will provoke charity, but more important than that, will provoke a change in the structure of our world society, which makes a better distribution of food and drink, of healthy water, of healthy food, so that no one dies of starvation, so that no one goes malnourished, so that no one is threatened by having polluted water or no water at all. So my thought for the in our Lent for the overfed, never forget the big picture. Never forget that what your ordinary or our ordinary lifestyle of food and drink entails is huge luxury for many, many millions of people in different parts of the world. And let us make sure that if we live alongside people who are malnourished or undernourished or starving, that we make a renewed effort, not just for Lent, but in the years to come, to relieve their pain, to give them our surplus food, to cut back on our own overeating in order that my neighbour should live. Because in that way, we will do more for the glory of God, for the improvement of our world society, and indeed to bring greater understanding and peace among all our peoples. Amen.